Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And in case you were wondering, today is Johnny Appleseed Day. Do you know who Johnny Appleseed was, Manny? All right, well, explain to us. This is a test. Yeah, he did. He went strewing them around, which means apple seeds must be a little hardier than basil seeds. I've tried sort of spray. My sister sent me some basil, which supposedly you could put in drinks, which I thought was really stupid. But so I have this whole envelope full of basil seeds. So I thought, well, okay, I love basil, so I will just strew them around. Nothing happened.
Right.
So apparently Johnny was better at this than I was. Although we don't have basil seed either, so what can I tell you? We have basil rathbone. Basil isn't a very common name anymore, is it? Except if you're eating pizza or pesto. I don't know. Indeed. All right. All this chocolate deprivation. For those of you who are whining, Boston, pay attention about the snow. The Great Blizzard of 1888 began on this day, which is not a very reassuring sign, right? Along the eastern seaboard, shutting down commerce and killing more than 400 people. So no more whining, Boston. Boston, I think, in the eastern seaboard, is supposed to get temperatures in the 50s for about the next week. And sort of even above freezing at night, so we may get rid of all the snow. How are you guys? You guys have got about the same thing, don't you?
We actually hit the 60s yesterday.
It was raining, right?
No, it was sunny and clear.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Always alarming. See, this is the time of year where I sort of get the itch, and fortunately right now I do not have a garden. But in past years I've had a garden, and I would go and think, okay, this weekend I'm going to go and get tulips and azaleas. I'm going to plant everything. And then in about 2 weeks what you have is tulip sickles. Because we invariably get another freeze.
Yeah.
Because right around now, I mean, didn't you just have the urge to put on some shorts and go dig around or something?
Yeah, I did kind of have. I mean, today maybe not so much because I think we're only going to hit the mid-50s today. So it's a little bit cooler than yesterday.
All right, now can I just point out that the mid-50s 2 weeks ago would have sounded like Nirvana.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
Come on.
I'm not complaining. I'm just, you know, I would say yesterday I had more of an urge to do the whole
sports
thing.
Yeah, I got it.
Just gorgeous.
All right, I get it. Fair enough.
Trust me, I mean, I'm a native Minnesotan. The last thing I'm going to do is complain about 55 degree weather in the middle of March.
Indeed. I know it's somehow, you know, the difference that a week or two makes is just amazing. So, all right, 855-99-3759, 855-99-3759, Dr. Joy, that would be. All righty, you know, there was a story that I desperately wanted to share with everybody yesterday, which I didn't because we ran out of time. But the story, and Manny said, well, you know, do you want me to hang on to it? And I said, no, I'll hang on to it. But the story here that I was really desperately trying to get to yesterday, which I did not, which is one of those reasons why we don't trust the government very much. Which, and far be it for me to be, you know, to be the naysayer. You know, there's enough negativity. But it turns out the Social Security Administration has on record 6.5 million people over the age of 112. Think about that for a minute. 6.5 million in the United States over the age of 112. It turns out that there are actually documented 35 people over the age, not 35 million, 35, under 50 people over the 112. So the discrepancy between 6.5 and 35, and who knows how this actually turns out in terms of budget, in terms of statistics, in terms of census, in terms of anything. But you figure if the government has, it can be that far off on something that is relatively easy to discern, what else are they off about? Don't you find that just alarming?
Yeah, it seems like they should
they should be closer.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, it's just really an amazingly wrong-headed kind of thing.
Right.
And the deal is that they said, well, you know, we don't always know when someone died. Well, that seems to me to be a relatively, I mean, not knowing when somebody's born is one thing, but not knowing when they died, and that seems to me a pretty definable determination. I mean, either, you know, you're alive or you're not. And they have some people on the rolls of Social Security who were born before the Civil War. So it's not only that they're older than 112, but they're basically, see, that would be like 1865, right? So that's 15 years plus 100 plus 15, so it's 130 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody around that's 130 years old. Thank you very much.
Right.
And it's not one person. They have a lot, so. I don't know. That sort of concerns me.
What are they doing with these records?
Well, that's the question. You don't know
They're just sitting there? I mean, the people aren't alive. So how? What are they doing with these records?
See, that's my question. Does that mean somebody is being paid Social Security? And one has to assume not. I mean, that is just too weird. The article actually doesn't say. Let's see if I can find the article again. But it basically, I mean, it's just, here, let's find the article. Social Security audit. So they didn't even know. They found this accidentally. Let's see what we got here. Over 6.5 million people, Social Security numbers over the age of 112. Gerontology Research Group hold that there have been 35 people known to reach the age of 112 in the entire world. Whoops, so I thought it was the United States, the entire world. Death dates had not been entered for these individuals into their electronic file called NumIdent. The study found that the Social Security Administration was not properly equipped to annotate death information into the NumIdent records of number holders who exceeded maximum reasonable life expectancy and were likely deceased. We obtained NumIdent data that identified 6.5 million number holders before June 16, 1901, who did not have a date of death on their record. A relatively small number of Social Security numbers were used in an attempt to apply for work. During calendar years 2008 through 2011, the Social Security Administration received 4,024 E-Verify inquiries using the Social Security numbers of 3,870 through three number holders born before June 16, 1901. So that's probably being scammed, right? Mm-hmm. Before 1901 means they're 114 years old. These inquiries indicate individuals' attempt to use the Social Security numbers to apply for work. So there's obviously fraud involved. Somebody from Delaware said, it's unacceptable that our nation's database of Social Security numbers of supposedly living people includes more than 6.5 million people who are older than 112, with a few thousand having birth dates from before the Civil War. Preventing agency errors by keeping track of who was died is a relatively simple problem that the government should pursue as a high priority.
Wow.
You think? I mean, isn't that alarming?
Man.
And I am not one of those people who says, oh, well, you know, the government. Blah, blah, blah. But this is one of those things that, I mean, it's just unbelievable that they'd be that far off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, I mean, if they said we have 124 people in the United States who are over 112 years old, you'd say, well, you know, that's a little unlikely because there are only 35 worldwide.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's still a factor of like 3.5 or 4. 35 worldwide versus 6.5 million. Folks, we need somebody who can do a little better job of this. And like they say, it's not brain surgery. Apparently, maybe for the government. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Emily, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help you?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Joy. Well, here's the situation, and I wanted your input. Long time ago, when I was 19, got married very quickly in that whole bad news thing, and did not work out. And the person died shortly after we were married, and that was kind of a good thing in the long run for me, which I know is terrible to say.
But were you still married to him when he died?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And so he died, and then I was so young, I 21. I moved on, went to college, and so forth, met someone, have a wonderful family, 3 grown children. So, you know, can't complain on anything, really. Excuse me. So about 2 weeks ago, I had a phone call on my answering machine from a person that was this person's sister saying, hey, I've been thinking about you, and this is 45 years ago, thinking about you, and I just wondered if you wanted to contact me and catch up. Well, Dr. Joy, that was just a terrible few years of my life, considering not just the death, but the marriage was bad, and it was a mistake. You know, it was just awful, and I just don't even think about it. My sons don't even know that I was married. It was that bad. So I said to my husband, my current husband, I said, well, you know, I don't want to dredge any of that up. I have no interest in talking with her. We were never really friends. We were never really that close. And, you know, she didn't live very close to where we were. So I said, and I don't want to say bad things about her brother, so why do I want to do it? So I didn't. She calls back about a week later. Same thing, she's on my answer machine saying, well, don't you want to talk to me? I thought we could catch up. And the tone just kind of turned me off even more, like, well, I don't want to talk to you. Forget that. Now, I get a card in the mail Monday, and she said, I've called you several times, and you haven't returned my call. Maybe it means you don't want to be in touch with me. I understand, but if you do, here's my address. Please, you know, let me know.
Okay.
So I'm like, am I being a weenie or whatever for not wanting to open any of that up again?
All right, well, let's look at several things. First of all, my darling, whatever else you decide to do about your ex-sister-in-law, you have to tell your sons. Because
They didn't know for ages, but it came up. You're right. I had to. It came up somehow just a few years ago, and
okay.
They said, "Mom, we had no idea." So I said, "Yeah, I was married a short time because you know they saw the name, my previous married name somewhere, and they brought it up, but they weren't. You know, they were just kind of like, you've never
they
even
probably
told us that.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care as long as they know. But I've had two experiences with people. There was one a friend of ours. That we knew fairly well. We were over their house for some reason, and he said, "Oh yeah, my first wife or something."
Mm-hmm.
And the wife who he'd been married for at that moment, I think their kid was about 7 or 8. So he'd been married for like at least 8 or 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jaw dropped. She had idea.
Oh right, and my husband knows. You know the one.
Yeah, exactly.
I told him. Yeah.
The second was a friend of mine who found out on his parents' death that not only was it not his parents' first marriage, which he knew nothing about, but he was adopted. So these are things that, and the problem is when kids find this out after the fact, they figure, well, if they didn't tell us this, what else did they not tell us? So I'm really glad. I just wanted to emphasize that. Not so much for you, because it sounds like you've taken care of it, but for anybody else out there who has a secret that is going to be found out inevitably and invariably at some point because it's a matter of legal record, and you want it to be found out by, you want them to find out from you, not from legal records after you're gone.
Right.
All right. The question is about this woman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those people who thinks karma's a boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, our job in this life is to leave as little misery in our wake as possible.
Okay,
and this woman it's very likely if it was 45 years ago, her parents may or may not be alive. Her brother's not alive.
You know what I did after I got this stuff? It brought back a lot of that I hadn't even thought of in years and years. So went on the internet. Now you can find out everything, as you know.
Yep.
So I found out they both died. They both been dead a while. And I also found out that her husband passed away about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I figured maybe she's kind of lonely.
Well, I think it's something like that. I think she's looking for connection. Let me suggest what I think may make some sense, and you can then decide whether it makes any sense to you, all right?
Okay.
Because it making sense to me is not the same issue. Is getting in touch with her, and you can certainly send her an email, or you have her address now, or a phone, and say, let me be really honest with you. It's a part of my life that was very difficult, and Reed and I didn't get along all that well, but So I'm not sure exactly what I can offer you at this moment, because I don't really want to rehash it. Mm-hmm. But if we can kind of not have a discussion of him, because you're going to have a very different impression of your brother than I had of a husband. And maybe we were both young. We didn't know each other very well. But the marriage was really not something that I dwell on, because it was not a very happy time in my life. But if there's something else that we could talk about, and it may be that that the wedding itself was interesting, or during that time you knew some people in common, or I mean, and seeing her once, does she live very far away?
Oh yes,
Well, so she'd have to come to you, presumably, and say, I'm not sure what it is we could catch up on, but as long as it's not a discussion of Reed's character, because you're going to have a very different take on it than I do, and I have no reason to taint your view of it, but you're probably not going to convince me of his. And it may be that part of what she's doing is apologizing. I mean, who knows what her agenda is?
Yeah,
it may
that's
be,
what I was wondering, yeah.
So I guess if I were in your shoes, this is one of those opportunities that I would encourage you to be curious, not furious. Obviously, okay. I mean, it's just that if you say no, you've shut everything down. If you say yes, you always have the option of shutting it down, but you also can indulge your curiosity. It may be that part of what she wants to say is, you know, that mom and dad always felt that Reed should be in therapy, and a lot of the things that he did. I mean, who knows what she's going to say? I'll tell you what, let me tell you a quick story. How long do
okay.
I have here? Well, if worst case scenario, you can hopefully hang on to the end of the story, but I may be able to get it done.
And so far, if we don't talk much more on it, I agree perfectly with you. I think it makes perfect sense, but you're saying. So go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. All right, here's the deal. A bunch of years ago, I had a TV show, and a woman came up to me after the show, and she put her arms around me and started crying and said, "You changed my life," which is really nice.
Sure,
I mean, this is part of why I do this. And I said, "Well, gee, that's great. Can you be more specific?" And it turns out that she'd actually called the program, and she had given up a child for adoption under similar circumstances to yours, except sounds like you had a bad marriage, but you actually got married and there were no kids. She had a similar situation. She was very young, got involved with a dude, did not marry him, had a child. All right, can I keep you on hold for another segment? I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Great. Yes, I want to hear it. Okay.
Good. Thank you. 855-99-DR-JOY. Please stay tuned for the rest of the story. And Emily, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do any day, Monday through Friday, and especially if you want to get me as opposed to just leave a message. You can call between noon and 3 Eastern, and hopefully you set your clocks around. I think there's in Phoenix, Arizona, it doesn't change over. So I have a cousin there. So sometimes I'm 3 hours ahead of her, and sometimes only 2, which is very confusing. Never mind. I'm digressing. We're talking with Emily, who is calling because she has an ex-sister-in-law that's gotten in touch after almost half a century and saying, let's catch up. And Emily's saying, look, my marriage to your brother was not very happy. He died 40 some years ago. So she's really ignored 2 phone calls and a letter. And she's saying, okay, what do I do now? And I say, the first is make sure that her family knows about her previous marriage, which sometimes it's not even that we've forgotten about it. It just doesn't seem very important. But it's people need to know while we're still alive, and because then it doesn't make any difference. If they discovered after we die, it's huge. So that's number one, which Emily had already taken care of. And the second was, I'm saying, look, there are two issues that I would encourage you to at least think about here. One is just karma, that we want to leave as little misery as possible. And this, I'm sure, was not the world's easiest thing for your ex-sister-in-law to, we'll call her Essel, because that would be ex-sister-in-law. Rhymes with basil, almost. Anyway, I'm digressing. The idea being that it was probably difficult for her to reach out. She, I'm sure, had any sensibilities. She realizes that it was probably not a great marriage. And so Emily, with obvious reluctance, saying, I don't really want to have a discussion about your dear beloved brother because I thought he was a stinker. Say, well, you don't know what she wants to talk about, and it's perfectly okay for you to set boundaries. And the second is to be curious, that if you say no, you'll never know. If you say yes, you still have options at some point to say, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to talk about it anymore. So that yes keeps a discussion going, no closes it down. And the story I was using to kind of illustrate this is, as I said, is a number of years ago, a woman came up to me. She was in the audience for a TV show of mine, and threw her arms around me and told me how wonderful I was, which is always nice to hear. And she told me the following story. She'd called the program. As I said, she'd given a child up when she was 18 or 19 years old for adoption. And the child had actually now, who was in their, it was a daughter, had was in her 30s, I believe, and had gotten in touch with this woman and wanted to meet. And she called me and said, what do I do? And I said, well, you can go into just being curious. You don't have to assume that she's angry. You don't have to assume anything. You can just go in being curious rather than furious. You don't have to be angry with her. She doesn't have to be angry with you. You're not going to be able to control her behavior, but wouldn't you like to know? And she told me the following story. She said, so because I said that, I'm just, you know, just being curious. It's an adventure. You know, it's one of those things that if you say no, you'll never know. And if you say yes, you still have options. And most of us are resilient enough to deal with whatever we have to deal with. And whatever your fantasies about her are probably more dangerous to you than the reality of her. Most people are not wicked, and they're not out to do harm to us. So I think there's basically not a whole lot to lose here. And so she said, and the follow-up was that she got in touch with this woman. And she said, I need to thank you because my daughter died of breast cancer a year and a half ago, and we had 3 years together because of you. And, of course, I'm in tears. Her husband's in tears. She's in tears. But I've really never forgotten that story because there was certainly no indication. I mean, I really cannot see in the future, folks, honest. But it just seems to me when you have the option of learning something, knowing something, making somebody's life a little easier, just knowing a little bit more about them, and especially you can even view it as a good deed, that why would you not do it? Because connection, you know, if you look at a tombstone, we've got the year we were born and then a dash in the year we die, okay? That dash is our whole life. And therefore, anything you can do on that dash to make the world a better place, to make someone's life a little easier, seems to me worthwhile. Not so much for them, but for us, because it's a way of feeling connected. Like our dash made some point, had some value. So I'd encourage you to do it. Okay. And it's perfectly okay, as far as I'm concerned, to set limits, to say, and because responding to her may be, look, I apologize for not responding earlier, but it took me a while to process this, because to be quite honest, my time with, what did we call him, Reed was not all that happy. But so if we can not sort of get into a discussion of whether Reed was a good guy or a bad guy, I'm perfectly willing to chat with you and see what you get.
Just her life and what's gone on that she may want to talk. She sounds like she just wants to talk. So you're right. And I didn't slam it down. My husband, you know, he's always wanted to protect me too much. He said, yo, just write her and say, I don't want to bring up any of this. You know, don't contact me anymore. I said, no, I would rather not contact at all than do that. I don't like that finality of writing it, you know, and having it on paper and saying that to someone. I said, I'm not going to do that.
And assuming that we have endless time to do this is always a mistake. That it may be because she's not well. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I'm going to take your advice. I do think it's the right thing to do, just as you said, for me and for her in some way, too. I want to
Exactly. And there aren't that many times where our best interest really coincides with somebody else's. And when it does, grab it. So I don't think you really have much to lose. It's perfectly okay to set the limits and even make the limits why you didn't get back in touch with her is that it brings up an unhappy time in her life, in your life. So and feel free to get back in touch and let me know what happened or if there's any issue about it. But, again, I think saying yes opens the possibilities. Saying no shuts them down. And sometimes we get a second chance to revisit something. Sometimes we don't. So I'd take it.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think I've always held a little bit of, not exactly resentment, maybe regret that, you know, I moved away and started my life and everything went fine and never really turned back to them at all, you know, that family.
And presumably, I mean, they may have embraced you in a way that you were not aware of because you had a difficult time with their son. But, I mean, again, I wouldn't make any assumptions. I would treat this as an adventure of let's see what I'm going to learn here.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm going to do that. I think you're right because I think deep down that's what I wanted to do, but partly it was out of fear and anxious that, do I really want to open that up again?
Listen, you're a grown-up person. You survived it. And just be curious. Treat it as an adventure.
Okay.
You know, it's something, if I say no, I'll never know, and this is the chance to find out something I don't know.
Yes.
All right?
I agree. All right.
Good.
Thank you. It's been quite a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you, Emily. Good luck. Let me know what happens.
All right, I will. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
855-99-DR-JOY. Raul, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm doing very well today. Thanks. How may I help you?
So this is not a relationship issue. This is like a self-help type of thing that I need help for.
Okay.
So
it's a what? I heard the relationship, but I didn't hear the word after that.
Yeah, it's like a self-help kind of an issue that I need for.
Okay.
I need help for.
Okay.
So I work as an actuary here in Boston.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't know many people know what actuary is, but like in finance.
Yeah.
And I am pretty happy with my job. I'm doing well with my job. But the issue is to become a credentialed actuary, you need to pass exams, like 9 exams. And I have passed 4 exams, and for the fifth exam, for the life of me, I can't pass it. I mean, I have taken, like, this is going to be my, like, 6th or 7th attempt.
Wow.
And all my colleagues are getting ahead. And the reason I can't pass this exam is like a mental block that I have. Like, whenever I failed a couple of times, I go into this exam and I, for some reason, I can't remember the formulas. I can't remember, you know, how to go about a problem. And, and one of the reasons that I have figured out is, like, I think I need help in willpower. I think every time I go there, I can't will myself.
Let me put you on hold for just a second. We'll come right back and say, because you're really talking about classic test anxiety. So let's talk about it in just a minute. All right, hang on for me, Raul. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what Raul does. And Raul is well on his way to a bright future as an actuarial in Boston. And he has 9 exams to pass, and he's done 4 of them, but he keeps getting stalled at the 5th one. And I think you're right, Raul. At some point, have you studied? I mean, do you know what the information that you don't know?
Yeah, I mean, I have studied it. I mean, that's my second follow-up question. Every time I convince myself that I'm going to, take, instead of waiting for the last minute, I'm going to start studying from the you know, 2 months prior to the exam.
Right.
Because I know all the material. But I keep dilly-dallying, and I still wait till the, you know, the last hour, maybe.
Yeah.
Before the exam.
Let me go through a couple possibilities with you. And you can use any of them. You may want, one of the things to do is to get a practice exam from a previous year and take it, and if you've taken it a couple of years, I would get a couple of practice exams, which I'm sure are around someplace, and time yourself. Do it exactly as you would in the situation. And start taking, instead of studying per se, because I think you do need to study, but I'd start taking the exams because it'll be very, and most of them you can self-correct, so you'll know what you know and you'll know what you don't know. And I would take those exams till I was blue in the face, and I would as many years as you can, past years as you can get. Now they won't be the same questions presumably on the exam you take, but you'll be they're going to be the same categories of questions, so you'll know what you know and you don't know what you don't know. Number one, number two, there are usually prep courses for this, and I'm sure if you look around, there is one. And you may want to take a class on it. And part of the class is going to be going over the material. Part of it is going to be doing exactly what I'm suggesting you do for free, which is get a copy of the exam and just take it. And don't just take it while you're watching television or you have a lunch break. Time yourself exactly the way you take the exam, because part of it is just behavioral modification. You're panicking. So even the stuff you know, you're not going to know very well. So take get the practice exams, take them. There's probably a class, I think it was, what is it? I'm trying to remember the name of the place that does, I think it starts with an S, that does all these, call it the PSATs and the SATs and the MedCaps and the GREs and whatever. And I'm sure that there's an exam class that you can take. The third thing I would suggest, if you're really serious about this, and it sounds like you are, is I would think about going to a hypnotist. Because if you study, take the practice exams, take a class about, or get a tutor, a class is going to be a lot cheaper and probably makes more sense, and then get a hypnotist to take away the anxiety that's inherent in this, you should be fine. Because, and I would just believe that, how many times have you taken? Six?
I've taken it five times. This is
okay,
going to be my sixth time.
Yeah, the sixth is going to be the charm. And it's not only you. If you talk to lawyers, if you talk to almost anybody who has to take a licensing exam. My father was an insurance salesman, so he had to take American. I say ACLU, but that's not quite right. It was whatever the insurance group was. I think it actually was ACLU or something. Which is American Civil Liberties Union, so that's not what it was. But it was some kind of licensing exam, and he failed it. And he called up and said, there has to be some mistake. I've never failed an exam in my life. And to make the story a little shorter, he had to take the damn thing, I think, four times before he passed it. And he became just more and more adamant, and he was angry with them and said that the system was wrong and they'd graded it wrong, until he finally kind of knuckled down and said, I need, you know, regardless of what the issue is, I need to pass this exam. And he finally did. But if you talk to lawyers, they'll take, the lawyers quite often to pass the bar have taken it a gazillion times. I know people who took MCATs to get into medical school like six times. So don't view yourself as I'm an idiot. View yourself as someone who's developed the test anxiety. And the way to offset it is a combination of information, so you're going to study better. Number two, to take those practice exams, so the exam itself, it's like the astronauts training in a pool to be in zero gravity. You need to test yourself in situations where you're succeeding rather than failing, but do exactly the same situation. If they make you use a number two pencil, use a number two pencil. If you can't take a break during the exam, don't take a break. Time yourself in exactly the same way that you do the exam. So you're giving yourself some muscle memory as well to rely on of succeeding rather than failing. And then I would really think about, as I said, the class is not a bad idea, because everybody there has taken the exam and either failed it a couple of times or expecting to fail it, because they're investing in doing, getting somebody to help them with it. Make sure you evaluate where your weaknesses and where your strengths are. And then I would think about a hypnotist. And I would think about the hypnotist starting about maybe a month before the test, of just seeing yourself as calm, seeing yourself as passing it so you can kind of offset. A hypnotist will just get you in touch with a different energy supply. Your conscious mind is saying, oh, my God, here we go again. You know, I failed this before. What's different this way? And a hypnotist will get you in touch with that a different energy supply that says, I can do this. I am calm. Make sure you take some get a good night's sleep if you possibly can before. I know everybody says go to good night's sleep, but I know I was always awake the night before, and I would wake up every 15 minutes. So get a good night's sleep the week before, because the night before, you're going to have a hard time with it. I would also take some food with you into the exam if it's allowed, whether it's an orange or some M&Ms or something, just to keep your blood sugar up, because you're going to feel anxious about it. But let's see if we can offset the anxiety a little bit. But you also need that other component. So I would make sure that you can go and get some practice tests. And go them over again and again. And if you get somebody, if you're going to do a tutor, I would do a tutor, not for the whole time, but to evaluate where your strengths and weaknesses are. And then there are all sorts of strategies, which I'm not sure I would invest in heavily, which says if you look at a question and you know the answer, do it. If you're going to skip to other sections because you run into something you don't know, because you don't want to spend a whole lot of time on something you don't know, and leave blank things that you do know, because it's going to be a total test score. But you have to be careful. If you leave things blank, that you're very careful about making sure that you get the test results in the right place, because there are an awful lot of people who, when they're taking a standardized test, whether they're taking it the old-fashioned way with a paper and pencil or online, if they skip a section, they're not careful about where they put their next answer. So you want to be careful about it. But you need to have a better knowledge of what you're doing, the subject matter. More experience taking these things.
A quick question?
Sure.
So I know for a fact that if I study hard for 2 months and I put it 3 hours a day every time, I can pass this exam. But for some reason, when I start studying, I look at the internet, I look at the TV.
Right, well, then, Raul, if that's what it takes, then what you need to do is say to yourself, I'm gonna not watch the internet. I'm going to study for 3 hours a day, and what I'm gonna do is give myself a reward. Or maybe I'll study for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. On the weekends, I can catch up. Let me put you on hold, and let's talk about this a little bit more, because it sounds like what we really need to talk about is why you're not doing what you need to do. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.